الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين وخاتم النبيين وإمام المتقين وقائد المجاهدين سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأزواجه وذرياته وأهل بيته وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان واستنى بسنتهم إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. يقول الله تعالى: إنا أنزلناه قرآنا عربيا لعلكم تعقلون. وجاء فيما روي عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في فضل اللغة العربية، فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: أحب اللغة العربية لثلاث، لأني عربي والقرآن عربي وكلام أهل الجنة عربي. وجاء فيما روي عن سيدنا أمير المؤمنين عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله تعالى عنه أنه قال: تعلموا العربية فإنها من دينكم، وتعلموا الفرائض فإنها من دينكم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم to مركز صحابة online, the voice of the أهل السنة والجماعة, broadcasting from the studio in Durban. And the program is تعلم العربية, learn the Arabic language. Alhamdulillah, we have covered quite a bit thus far. Last week we did الحروف القمرية and الحروف الشمسية. الحروف القمرية are those letters which, if a word begins with any one of them and we prefix the al to these words, then we pronounce the lam with a sakin. Examples of this: firstly, we have 14 letters, the first being alif. If the word abun means a father, I want to say the father, I'll say al abu. So the lam with the sakin is pronounced. Then we have ba, babun, a door. I want to say the door, I'll say al babu. Then we have jim, jannatun, a garden. I want to say the garden, al jannatu. Then we have ha, himarun, a donkey. I want to say the donkey, al-himaru. Then we have kha, khubzun, a bread. I want to say the bread, al-khubzu. So we see the lam is being pronounced, the lam of the sakin. Then we have ayn. And we have the word aynun. Aynun can be translated as eye, the eye with which we see, or it can be translated as a fountain, fountain from which water gushes forth. So aynun and eye, al aynu, the eye. Aynun, a fountain, al aynu, the fountain. Then we have the word gada'un, a lunch. Al-gada, that is ghain. Al-gada'u, the lunch. Then the next moon letter is fa. Famun, a mouth. Al-famu, the mouth. The next moon letter is qaf. Qamarun, a moon. Al-qamaru, the moon. The next moon letter is kaf. Kalbun, a dog. Al-kalbu, the dog. Then we have meem, ma'un, a water, al-ma'u, the water. Then we have waw, which is the next moon letter, waladun, a boy, al-waladu, the boy. Then we have ha. Hawa'u. The word hawa means a. Al-hawa'u, the a. And then the last letter of the alphabet is also a moon letter, and that is ya. Yadun, a hand. Al-yadu, the hand. So those are the moon letters, which is alif, ba, jim, ha, kho, ain, goin, fa, qof, kaf, mim, waw, ha, ya. Now we come to the sun letters. How are the sun letters different from the moon letters? If a word begins with a sun letter, we do not pronounce the lam. Rather, we give the first letter of the word a tashdeed, and the alif is joined with the first letter. Now, with abun, because it begins with a alif, when we attach the al to it, we said al abu. Now let's take a word that begins with a moon, with a sun letter. Example, tajirun, a merchant. Now when I attach al to this word tajirun, I do not say al tajiru, I say at tajiru. So the difference between the moon letters and the sun letters is this. When we attach al to a word that begins with the moon letters, we pronounce the lam with a sakin. But when we attach the al to a word that begins with a sun letter, then we do not pronounce the lam. We write a tashdeed or a shadda on the first letter of the word, and the alif is joined with the first letter. Example, tajirun, a merchant. At-tajiru, the merchant. So ta is the first sun letter. The second sun letter is tha. Thobun means a cloth. I want to say the cloth. Some people also call that long top that the Arabs use, thob. So I want to say the cloth. I say athobu, the cloth. And some people also use it in the meaning of garment. Athobu, the garment. I cannot say al-thawbu. I have to say al-thawbu because the first letter is a sun letter. The third sun letter is dal. Example, dikun, a rooster. I want to say the rooster. I say ad-diku, the rooster. I cannot say al-diku because dal is a sun letter. I have to say ad-diku. The fourth sun letter is dhal, dhal. Now, dhahabun means gold. I want to say the gold. I have to say al-dhahabu. I cannot say al-dhahabu. That would be wrong. I have to say al-dhahabu, the gold. Then we have the fifth sun letter is ra. A man is rajulun. I want to say the man. I would say ar-rajulu, the man. I cannot say al-rajulu. I have to say ar-rajulu because ra is a sun letter. The next sun letter is za. Zahratun means a flower. I want to say the flower. I say az-zahratu. I cannot say al-zahratu. It would be wrong because za is a sun letter. The next sun letter, which is the seventh one, is sin. Samakun means a fish. Samakun. I want to say the fish. I say as-samaku. The next sun letter, which is the eighth one, is sheen. Shamsun, a sun. I want to say the sun. I will say ash-shamsu. The ninth sun letter is sod. Sodrun, a chest. The chest part of the body, not the treasure trove. So, I want to say the chest. As-sadru, the chest. As-sadru. So this is chest meaning the part of the body, not the chest of drawers, or some people call the place where you keep your treasures, the chest also, the treasure chest. The tenth son letter is Dhaw. Dhaifun means a guest, the visitor. I want to say the guest, Dhaifun a guest, Dhaifun a visitor. I want to say the guest or visitor. Ad-Dhaifu, the guest. Talibun means a student. I want to say the student. At-Talibu. Dhahrun means the back. Like we call our back, the back of our body, dhahr also. I want to say the back. Al-dhahru, the back. I cannot say al-dhahru because that is a sun letter. A meat, mutton. Lahmun. Lam is a sun letter. So yeah, I say al-lahmu and I write the lam twice. Or you could write it once and put that shadda. Al-lahmu, the meat. The word najmun, noon is the last sun letter. Najmun means a star. I want to say the star, I have to say an-najmu, the star. I cannot say al-najmu. So, if we have to convert the word baytun, a house, into the house, we'll say al-baytu. If we want to convert the word dikun, a rooster, into the rooster, we'll say ad-diku. If we want to convert the word mudarrisun, a teacher, to the teacher, we'll say al-mudarrisu, because mim is a moon letter. You take the word a door, babun, we want to convert it to the door. We'll say al-babu because ba is a moon letter. So now that we understand what are the sun letters and what are the moon letters, let us now start with a whole new section, which is prepositions. Prepositions in English are words like on, the book is on the table. Words like in, the boy is in the house. From, he is from India. About, the story is about a man. It's words like that. So we start firstly in Arabic. For in we say fi. Fi. It means in. Al-baytu, the house. I want to say in the house. Fil-bayti. Now what we notice is when we wrote fi in front of the word al-bayt, just before the word al-bayt, the last letter of bayt now takes a kasra. Fil-bayti. Al-baytu means the house. Fil-bayti, in the house. So it became fil-bayti. You cannot say fil-baytu. Now when it is al-baytu, we say the word is marfu'un. When a word has a dhamma on the last letter, we say the word is marfu'un. And when the word has a letter, a kasra on the last letter, kasra is that little stroke that we write beneath the word, then we say the word is majrurun. Majrurun. Fil bayti. So al baytu, the house, we say the word is marfu'un. And they also say fi halati raf. It is in the nominative state. And when we say fil bayti, now you see the word bayt got kasra. So we say al bayt is majrurun. It is what we call genitive or fi halatil jar. But we don't have to know about the terms for now. What we have to know is that when we write the word fi in front of any noun, before any noun, then the last letter of that noun Masjid Kasra. There are exceptions to the law that we'll do later. Al-Masjidu means the mosque. Now I want to say in the mosque. Fil Masjidi, in the mosque. So you notice when I said the mosque, I said Al-Masjidu. The dal, which is the last letter of the word masjid, has a dhamma. And when I wrote fi before this word Al-Masjidu, it became fil masjidi. Fil masjidi, in the mosque. And here we see the dal, which is the last letter, has a kasra. Kasra is that little stroke that we write beneath the letter. And dhamma is the one that resembles the English comma that we write on top of the letter, not beneath. Now we look at the word, we did fi. The next preposition we're going to do is ala. Ala means on. Ala, on. Al-maktabu means the desk. If I want to say on the desk, I'll say al-maktabi, on the desk. Now, we find when we did not write the word, the preposition ala in front of the noun al-maktab, we said al-maktabu. The ba, which is the last letter of this word al-maktab, has a dhamma, that is what resembles the English comma. And when we went and wrote the word ala before this word al-maktab, then the ba, the last letter of the word al-maktab, took a kasra. We say al-maktabi, on the desk. Al-maktabi, on the desk. The next word, as-sariru. As-sariru means the bed. I want to say on the bed. Ala sariri, on the bed. Now here, the last letter of the word as-sarir is ra. And we find that the last letter as-sarir ra has dhamma when we do not write ala before this noun. But when we wrote ala before this noun, it became ala sariri, on the bed. Now the last letter has a kasra because it is preceded by ala. So the law that we learn from these examples that we have done is that when a noun is preceded by a preposition, then the last letter of the noun must take a kasra. When we write a preposition before a noun, then the last letter of the word must have a kasra, like fil bayti, fil masjidi, alal maktabi, alas sariri. Of course, these two aren't the only prepositions. There are many more prepositions, but we will start with just these two. So let us now do a question and answer session. Question number one. Aina. Aina means where. Aina Muhammadun. Where is Muhammad? Aina Muhammadun. Where is Muhammad? Now in the answer, I don't have to use his name, because in English if I ask you, where is Muhammad, you will say he is, wherever he is. Right. Now in Arabic, the word for he is huwa. Huwa fil gurfati. The word gurfa, gurfatun means a room. The room is al-gurfatu. So when I say huwa fil gurfati, he is in the room. So the word al-gurfa, because I wrote fi before this word, in front of this word, The last letter, which is a ta, must have a kasra. Huwa fil gurfati. He is in the room. Wa aina yasirun. Now we learn the word waw, which we pronounce as wa. Just means end. Wa aina yasirun. And where is yasir? Huwa, he is. Fil hammami. He is in the bathroom. The word in Arabic for bathroom is hammamun, a bathroom. The bathroom, al-hammamu, the bathroom. Huwa fil hammami, he is in the bathroom. So here we learnt a new word, huwa. Huwa means he. And if you're referring to a thing, then it would mean it. Then you translate it as it. As we go deeper, we will come across examples where we translate huwa as it. Now I asked a question about Muhammad. Aina Muhammadun? Where is Muhammad? That is a male. Wa aina Yasirun? And where is Yasir? That is a male. Muhammad, the answer was huwa fil gurfati. He is in the room. With Yasir, the answer was huwa fil hammami. He is in the bathroom. Now we would ask some questions about females. Now, the first question. Aina aminatu? Where is Amina? Aina aminatu? Where is Amina? In English, we don't really pronounce the last letter. We just say Amina. Even in Arabic. When we speak Arabic, we don't say Aminatu. We just say Amina. Hiya. Now we learned huwa means he. Hiya means she. Fil matbakhi. She is in the kitchen. Now this word matbakh. Matbakhun. A kitchen. The second letter, the first letter is mim. The second letter is for, not ta, it is for. Matbakhun, a kitchen. Al matbakhu, the kitchen. Hiya fil matbakhi, she is in the kitchen. Hiya fil matbakhi, she is in the kitchen. So hiya means she. Now, I did mention huwa won't always mean he. It could mean it. If I ask you about the whereabouts, we use aina, which means where, to question about the whereabouts of something, the location of something. Aina al-kitabu? Where is the book? Aina al-kitabu? Now, here I will use huwa and translate it not as he, but I will translate it to it. Huwa ala al-maktabi. It is on the desk. Aina al-kitabu? Where is the book? Huwa ala al-maktabi. It is on the desk. Wa aina sa'atu? And where is the clock or watch? The word sa'atun, a clock, it also means an hour, H-O-U-R, hour. And it means a clock or a wristwatch is also called sa'atun, a watch. Wa aina sa'atu? Where is the clock or the watch? Now we learnt hiya is translated as she when we are inquiring about a person. But when we are inquiring about a thing like sa'atu, we say hiya ala sariri. It is on the bed. Now there's another point that it's important to bring to the listener's attention. We find when we ask about Amina, we said Aminatu. Aminatu, the name ends with that small ta, not the big ta that resembles the ba and the tha. That small ta which we tie the two ends and sometimes we write it as a circle. And sometimes It resembles the fruit, the pear. Now, when we ask about Amina, we said Aminatu. When we asked about the watch or the clock, we said As-sa'atu. The word As-sa'atu also ends with the small ta, not that big ta that resembles the ba and the tha, but a small ta where we tie both the ends of the ta. Now, whenever a word ends with that ta, it is feminine. It is treated as female. Whether it is a noun that indicates upon a person, or it indicates upon any inanimate object, or an animal, or whatever. But of course, there are exceptions to the law, which we will learn later. For now, all we have to know that if a word ends with attaul marbuta, attaul marbuta is the small ta that does not resemble the ba and the tha. It is not written in the same way the ba and the tha is written. Rather, the two ends of the ta is brought together and it becomes a circle. Or as long as it is not written as the ba or the tha, if it's not written in that way, that form, that shape, then it is ta marbuta. And any word that ends with atta'ul marbuta is considered feminine. There are exceptions which we would learn about later, insha'Allah. For now, we don't want to confuse ourselves. So, if I ask a question, Aina al-kitabu? Where is the book? The answer could be, Al-kitabu fil masjidi. The book is in the mosque. Al-kitabu ala sariri. The book is on the bed. So, fil masjidi. Fil masjidi. It would be totally wrong for me to say fil masjidu. I have to say fil masjidu or fil masjidi. The last letter must have a kasra written beneath it. In the case of masjid, the last letter is dal, so it must have a kasra written beneath it. Whenever a preposition is written before a noun, the last letter of the preposition will get a kasra. Aina Muhammadun? Where is Muhammad? Muhammadun fil madrasati. Muhammad is in the school. Muhammadun fil bayti. Muhammad is in the house. Muhammadun fil masjidi. Muhammad is in the mosque. Muhammadun fil gurfati. Muhammad is in the room. Aina as-sa'atu? Where is the watch or the clock? As-sa'atu ala al-maktabi. The watch is on the desk. As-sa'atu fil hammami. The watch is in the bathroom. As-sa'atu ala sariri. The watch is on the bed. As-sa'atu fil gurfati. The watch is in the room. Aina yasirun? Where is Yasir? Huwa fil madrasati. He is in the school. Huwa fil masjidi. He is in the mosque. Huwa fil gurfati. He is in the room. Aina aminatu? Where is Amina? Hiya fil madbakhi. She is in the kitchen. Hiya fil hammami. She is in the bathroom. Hiya fil madrasati. She is in the school. A'aminatu fil gurfati? Is Amina in the room? A'aminatu. So there's two Hamza is in the front there. A-aminatu. Is amina. Fil gurfati. Naam. Hiya fil gurfati. Yes, she is in the room. La. Hiya fil madbakhi. No, she is in the kitchen. La. Hiya fil hammami. No, she is in the bathroom. Ayasirun. Ayasirun. Fil madbakhi. Is Yasir in the kitchen? Naam. Huwa fil madbakhi. Yes, he is in the kitchen. La. Huwa fil gurfati. No, he is in the room. La. Huwa fil hammami. No, he is in the bathroom. La. Huwa fil masjidi. No, he is in the mosque. La. Huwa fil gurfati. No, he is in the room. La. Huwa fil madrasati. No, he is in the school. Man fil gurfati. Who is in the room? Now we could answer with a male name or a female name. Yasirun fil gurfati. Aminatu fil gurfati. Yasir is in the room. Amina is in the room. Muhammadun fil gurfati. Muhammad is in the room. Waman fil hammami. And who is in the bathroom? Yasir fil hammami. Yasir is in the bathroom. Aminatu fil hammami. Amina is in the bathroom. Mada, mada means what? Mada ala al maktabi. What is on the desk? Al kitabu ala al maktabi. The book is on the desk. As-sa'atu ala al maktabi. The watch is on the desk. Al-qalamu ala al maktabi. The pen is on the desk. Madha ala sariri. What is on the bed? Al-kitabu ala sariri. The book is on the bed. Al-miftahu ala sariri. The key is on the bed. Al-qalamu ala sariri. The pen is on the bed. Insha'Allah, we will terminate here as our 30 minutes is now up. And we will continue with this prepositions next week, insha'Allah. I will be online again between the hours of 17:30 and 19 hours Central African time for the program Tarweehun Nufus. Until then, wa ma tawfiqi illa billah wa bihi thika wa alayhi tuqalan wa ilayhi unib. Assalamu alaykum. ورحمة الله وبركاته.